Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, testing. Go ahead, test.
I just do it. It's not that big of a deal.
No, I like to hear testing.
No, because you never change the, you don't modulate at all.
I modulate all the time.
I don't know if modulate's the right word.
I'm modulating now. So are you.
Yeah, but you check the levels, but then you don't do anything, right?
When you modulate, you get tired, though. Once a month when you modulate.
Oh my God, that is literally the worst joke ever done.
It's probably one of the best jokes in the world. A lot of stuff going on,
folks. Did you guys hear Rich's modulating joke? He mixed it up with menstruation. That's why it was so funny.
I didn't even know that was the word.
Some people say menstruation. Drives me fucking bonkers.
Some people say
Are you menstruating?
Well, if the word is what is it?
It's probably actually menstruating, but I don't know why people.
But why do they call a woman? Why do they throw a man into it?
Why do they have to mix up a man in that? Ladies should never talk about it out loud.
Okay, look here. Let's go over a couple things that we're gonna have to
do
a couple
it.
Times.
Yeah,
because
we got a lot to cover on this podcast. I'm gonna be myself right now. I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like putting the energy out.
Okay, let's go over this first.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, starting next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
By the way, when I was listening to you on the radio yesterday, you sound so different to me than you do in real life. Like, all of a sudden, when I was listening to you yesterday, there was a part of me that was like, oh, I get now why people are like, why is she with him? Because you sound ridiculous.
How do I sound ridiculous?
Just
the fuck is wrong with you? I sound ridiculous. I was
not the things you were saying. The things you were saying were exactly right, but you have a much stronger. It's very specific. Your voice.
Where?
Listen. What do you do? No, you're perfect and wonderful, and I love you very much, and I think you're amazing.
Can I get through this?
I would like to say first off that we don't have the radio show anymore, and I find that a bit relaxing.
I don't.
I know you have a different opinion, which you're allowed to have. Am I not allowed to have an opinion?
No, because you're just it's a phony opinion.
It's not. I will miss doing the radio show, but I'm telling you, I felt like I had too much on my plate. Because the thing with me is that I don't.
Not when it comes to food.
Oh, another. That's right up there with the modulate joke. No, because. You know, I feel like in the last 2 years, I haven't had one unexpressed thought. It's just like, oh, podcast, radio show,
oh,
podcast, radio show.
But you go on other people's podcasts.
I know, but it's like less, I don't know, you can just say stuff you've already said before.
Well,
I don't know.
I missed a radio show because I'm a creature of habit. And
I'll miss the callers. That's what I'll miss.
Not at all. Oh, Frank, our buddy from the Bronx.
Oh, Frank, I'm so sorry. He'll
Lady
never hear
trucker.
This because those guys don't. They don't listen to podcasts.
Well, okay. Let's get this out of the way, folks.
Let's do it.
We're going to do it a couple times so we embed it into your head.
Embed what?
Next Tuesday, we're going to do this podcast live.
Oh, so that's the now. So much for my week off.
From the Riotcast Studios in New York. So you're going to be able to call in. Here's the number.
Oh,
347
Write it down.
347
for next week. Don't try to call it now. You'll get somebody else.
Quit interrupting me.
That hurt my head.
Good. And next time it's gonna really, because it won't be the table next time if you keep interrupting me.
Did people think it was really my head?
Yeah.
Look, I'm allowed to interrupt. You're so crazy. This is how controlling you are.
I want to get through this and then we can talk.
Don't give the number now. That's the stupidest thing in the world.
I'm giving it a couple times throughout the show.
No!
Because what if someone has to stop now? They hear the number and they go, oh, I can't listen to the rest of the podcast. Or maybe they turn the podcast on in the middle. Or maybe at the end.
You've never given out the radio show number on the podcast because you give it out while it's happening.
I can't give it out while it's happening because people won't know where to go to listen.
Well, the number's not going to help them with that.
Well, they could call in.
Okay, where do I listen?
Yeah, I
gotta
find out.
Guys, are you doing the show?
Yeah, let me ask Tech Schwab.
That's the fucking stupidest thing. That's how... yeah, we're gonna get like 20,000 people on our next listening to our next podcast. But all 20,000 of you are gonna have to call this number to find out.
All right, you're right. You're 100% right about that. Okay, once we find out where you're gonna listen, here's the number you'll call.
No, you don't need to do the number.
I'm giving the number.
No, you just need to say go to riotcast.com.
No.
I'm sure it'll. Whatever.
No, it won't be there.
Come on.
Have you ever gotten there?
It can't be that ridiculous that you would have to give out the number a week in advance.
Of course you got to give out the number so they know where to call and listen.
No, they're listening, then they call in. You're putting the cart before the horse, my friend. And I will never stop doing farm analogies. I won't ever stop.
Well, they might not be listening and they just want to call.
Sandy, he's giving the number out a week in advance. This guy's really off his game today.
The number is 347-983-9593. That's 347-983-9593. We're going to be on the air next week, Tuesday, live from 7 till probably 8:30. Okay, so we're going to do an hour and a half live.
But
on
you
Tuesday.
Can also get it.
Then Thursday it'll go on Riotcast.
Okay,
you'll get it. If you don't hear it live, it'll go on Riotcast Thursday.
And if you hear a number in that after it, when it's not live, don't call.
And then stuff we. Then we're going to do a couple things from home that will go behind the wall. I sent some videos, some pictures. I don't know what Rob's doing. Gary said he only got
anomaly.
Yeah, said he only got 141 IQ behind the wall. I don't want to attack him. Maybe he
doesn't know what he's doing back there. It's very dark behind the wall. You don't know how to get stuff.
So when we tell you where to listen, but if you can't listen and you just want to call next week, 347-983-9593.
Committed to memory, folks.
7 and 8:30 East Coast time.
Put it in your telephone.
Eastern Standard Time.
Put it in your gun.
EST. Eastern Standard Time. And then this Thursday through Saturday, I'll be at the Funny Farm in Cuyahoga Falls. We're doing a live show, too. We're doing a live, My Wife Hates Me, Would I Fuck Him? When is that?
November 2nd. You get your tickets.
It's at
10 o'clock.
At where?
It's part of the New York Comedy Festival. It's a big-ass deal. I'm probably going to get a new outfit for it.
I'm going to get a new hat.
Ooh! You should take a picture of all your hats.
Yeah.
Just, like, line them up, take a picture, and put it behind the wall.
Oh, and my sneakers?
Yeah, and then do your sneakers another time. You don't give it all at once.
That's a good idea.
Isn't it a wonderful
Every
idea?
Hat I own.
And then I'll do it with my eyeglasses at some point.
Oh. And then at some point, I'll do it with your body parts.
Oh, gosh, people. Rich said a funny thing the other day, so I feel like I should let people know.
What?
You were, did I say this already on the podcast?
No.
You said something about me going to meet some dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to say what dude. And then I was like, oh, come on. Whatever. And you go, well, it'll all come out in the memorial.
It will.
A very funny joke.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I have some good ribbers every now and then.
Oh, he can rib them up.
No, you know, he did
That's
this.
What we'll call this podcast. Write it down. Good ribbers.
You know, that everything is starting to work a little bit in our favor. That behind the wall, some people are signing up. Some people are going to Amazon.RichVoss.com. Mm. So that
I will turn off my phone, says Rich Voss. I will never do it.
Well, because I'm waiting for Rob.
Coffee,
I'm
though.
Waiting for Rob to text
that.
Me
mm-hmm.
where to what, go
what
listen.
To riotcast.com. I'm gonna bet my bottom dollar.
What
you go to riotcast.com.
I guarantee it's not there.
Oh, what happened to the I bet line?
I bet it's not there. It's
probably
it's going to be somewhere like a Skype thing or a internet
I've
thing.
I've used up all my energy already.
What's that?
Powering down.
So I did a. Okay, so if you're buying on Amazon, Amazon.RichVoss.com, go behind the wall. That's all the plugs we'll do for now. Cuyahoga Falls is Thursday through Saturday. I'm not bringing my golf clubs. I can't hit a ball.
Go to the Village Underground website, though, and get tickets for that.
November 2nd.
Yes.
So I did Opie's show yesterday, the first day, and it was a lot of fun, monumental.
Oh, can we just go back before we get into this for a second?
Yes.
I just want to say, like, what's happening? So we're doing the podcast now as a, like, kind of radio show. Because we'll take calls and stuff in the Riotcast studios.
Yes.
Then, so we don't do this anymore?
We'll do
you
this.
You and I?
We'll do this to go behind the wall. And that'll go behind the wall too, but this will be bonus stuff. We'll do like 20 minutes here from behind the wall. But just days we won't go into Riot, into New York, and we'll do it from here.
Now, I was thinking of doing a movie where you and I go on vacation and just like kind of ad-libbed almost. Movie. Would people be into that, do you
mm-hmm.
think?
Mm-hmm. Anything we do, they're into. We have a fan base.
But 17, is that enough people?
Do you know, my new CD, 5, which is coming on iTunes in a week or two, is the best artwork and cover. Big J Okerson gave me the idea for the title. And I was a little reluctant in the beginning, but I'm so glad I went with it. And the whole layout of the CD, I mean, besides the CD being funny, this is my best layout, the best everything, cover, inside, the sleeves. And it's going to go up on iTunes, like, I think, like, around the 21st of October. You know, I'm going to start doing a whole big thing. Because that other 141 IQ, when I plugged that was a re-release. Sirius owned it. I got it back. And then, you know, I put it out there. But I didn't really promote 141 IQ since you know, Sirius bought it outright. But this CD, 5, I'm going to push the hell out of it because I don't know when I'm going to make my next one. I'm getting a little burnt out. You know, you keep creating and creating. You keep doing. I need to do an hour special. I have three CDs, and none of them have been on TV.
Whoa! You
none of
really
that stuff
together
has been
a very hot hour.
None of that stuff's been on TV. You know, I mean, whatever. It's not the end of the world if I don't do an hour somewhere. I'm not gonna fucking, you know, collapse because, like I said, I created five CDs. Four of them I love. The last three, Still Empty Inside, 141 IQ, and Rich Voss 5, I'm proud of. You know, just like you were proud of making your movie, you're proud of this. And I'm proud of the last three. And the first one. Second one, not really. Maybe I gotta listen to it again and see if I am proud of it. But I definitely am. So, I have three CDs and none of that material's been on TV, which is kind of weird.
Who are you talking to? Think about that.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but that's I already know all this stuff.
Oh, you do? I told you that?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm just wondering, like, is it an executive you think is listening?
No, executives are listening.
Well, who do you think, like...
I'm just saying out there, people want to know what's going on behind the scenes. I'm telling them what's going on behind the scenes. Yes.
I got an email that said I'm not that interested in...
Yeah, from who? One person?
One person.
Yeah, a lot of people like to know what goes on behind the fucking scenes. You know, people tweet all day, you know, when I was in... They think they know my life, Obie's life, Anthony, Norton. They think because they hear radio... But they really don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, a lot of it is. A lot of it's true. Some of it isn't.
No, because they put like 90% of it out there. So they're telling their... I mean, everybody's twisting it a little because everybody's like, you know, for self-preservation or whatever. But, I mean, it gets...
Yeah, but no one...
It gets put out there.
There's a lot of stuff that's left out.
All these podcasts and radio shows, if you listen to it all, you know what's going on.
A lot of it's left
out. Probably more than...
A lot of it's left out. A lot of it's left out. You know, I go in there and they think... just because I'm in Opie's studio yesterday...
Oh, they're like reading into it maybe that...
Yeah, I'm in Opie's studio. I'm talking to, you know... They haven't talked in 2.5 years and they finally talked. Of course I'm going to chime in. I'm part of it, but I try to back off as much as I possibly could. Mm-hmm. You know, there was some stuff I had to say. I think Mercurio talked too much. He was in Anthony's studio, and I was like, shut him the fuck up. Me and Opie, every time he talked, I looked at Opie.
Well, I got confused because somebody told me last night that Opie called Anthony's show, and then you told me, oh, no, Anthony called Opie's show, and then it made sense because they both were calling each other's shows.
I don't know. Either way, they talked, and it was
okay, good. But I mean, it doesn't matter who called who. They both recorded the show. Their show.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
Yes. Yeah. I was telling Opie
that same conversation. It wasn't two different conversations.
Yes. The whole time before that call led up to that call, I was saying, Opie, you got to talk with Anthony.
Was Ant being funny?
Oh, yeah. Fucking, he's always funny. He attacks me. I go, don't try to fucking... We talked on the phone the other day. Don't act like you're fucking attacking me.
Right.
You know? But I kept saying to Opie, I'm not the reason to
call. So Ant was not antagonistic in any way?
No.
They
were really... I mean, they ironed a couple little things out that they were, you know... Ant was upset. He goes, how come you didn't stick up for me?
Right.
And Opie said, I did, and so did Norton, stood up for him. And then I chimed in and said, Ant, you didn't stand up for yourself, you know, at that time. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, I'm not going to apologize.
Well, what kinds of things were Paul Mercurio saying?
Oh, I can't even, lips. I just can't even, you know, he's like, I don't know. Because
he's not a bad guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy on radio, but sometimes.
Maybe he was in an awkward situation and he got nervous.
He should have shut up.
Maybe he didn't realize the...
But it made it look like I was talking too much, which I wasn't. I talked when I was supposed to.
Opposed to?
Supposed to.
All right.
Okay, or opposed to.
Mm.
That means I was against doing it, but I still did it.
Mm-hmm.
I was opposed to it, but or I was supposed to. So, you know, and I kept saying, Opie, throughout the day, you should talk with Anthony. Get it, you know, look, if Anthony... Opie brought it up that Anthony's camp reached out to him. I said, well, then fucking do something. You know, people get divorced and get back together and sometimes have a stronger fucking marriage.
Maybe you just... Who are you talking to now?
You.
Kelly.
Maybe you need a break. Maybe some people just need a break.
Oh, you think we should get divorced and then get back together?
No, but maybe I
feel like you're reaching out to Kelly. Like you want to get back together with her.
No, I can't move to North Carolina. I'm not going to go down there and break up her marriage.
One more time?
No, not at all. I want to do you one more time and move on, not her. So people, you know, get back together.
Well, that's not going to happen. Sorry,
you know,
my timing was off.
So then, you know, I'm driving into Opie's head, you know, throughout the, but that wasn't the only thing. But he did his own call, or Anthony called him and he picked up, or he called Anthony and Anthony picked up. That was his own decision, you know, obviously, after 2.5 years.
But it had to have been awkward.
And no, it was very good. It sounded like old times. There was laughter. There was just, it felt good. It's for those two guys.
Especially around the holiday season. It was real nice.
You know, I really wish somebody would just knock on our door.
Why? What is it that I'm doing that's so terrible?
No, it's not terrible. This is what I want.
Is it the voices? I'll stop doing voices.
No, you could do voices. I want somebody.
But it's the interrupting. That's what you don't like. That's the part. You're like, I should just talk and talk and talk.
No, when it's your turn.
And then when I feel like, it's never my turn.
It is your turn.
Go. Fine. We'll see. This is how you want it. This is how you like it.
You asked me a question. I was answering it.
You just said, you just gave me a death stare, and they said, I wish someone would open the door, and I know what's coming next.
What? What was told?
I don't know if the rape was involved, but
no,
murder, definitely.
No, just punch you in the face. Like, they knock on the door, you open and go, hello, and they punch you and walk away. Nothing bad. Not real bad, even though you got new glasses.
They're not new. They're old. They're these are the glasses I hate wearing, because I can't find my other ones.
Oh, really? Again, you lost something?
No, I didn't lose them. I know they're probably in my purse. They were available. Oh, my God. I'm not explaining everything to you. I would lose something again. God. You know what? We had a huge fight the other night.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, that's it. I'm not. No more trying to change Rich Voss. He's on his own.
I'm on my own.
You've become the.
You've
become the child your mother always wanted.
What's that? Why do you say that? Why do you bring my mom in?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
This means you're now grown up, and I'm not going to be your mother.
That doesn't mean that. You just said a sentence, like a statement that makes no sense. You became the child your mother always wanted.
You're wearing the curtains we never had.
My mother.
You know it.
Oh, I got to hang those curtains in her room.
Okay, thank you for not being able to hold on to one thought for more than 4 seconds.
So I'm being the child my mother always wanted, a fantastic comic with 5 CDs and a podcast.
That's what she wanted.
That's what my mom wanted. My mom worked very hard in life. Who do you think worked harder, your mom or your dad?
My mom.
Worked harder than your dad?
Yeah.
Your dad had stomach cancer.
My dad worked hard and he survived a lot of fucked up shit, but, you know, my mom was a full-time teacher and took care of 4 kids.
Yeah, he's a full-time farmer.
Yeah, it was a lot of breaks. It's a lot of breaks in being a full-time farmer. What about the winter? You're just sitting around waiting for summer again.
What do you do in the winter?
I fixed his machinery and, you know, did stuff.
So
it wasn't like, he's not lazy. He's not a lazy guy. He would make dinners and clean up after. Yes.
Did he put on an apron? Did Carl put on an apron?
No, never.
So he made.
He would vacuum sometimes.
Did he make the dinner? Did he make the daughters help make dinner? Did all the daughters?
We had a schedule where we had to make dinner. You know, when your name came up.
Who did he favor the most?
He had to make dinner that
night. Did he like one of you better than Audrey?
They all.
Andrea, you or Lynn?
Who did Lynn.
They all liked Lynn better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was nice.
And she was not trouble. She didn't cause trouble.
She was tough.
Well, she has Down syndrome, so she's not going to...
You don't think she does stuff that's fucked up?
Not like, hey, I'm going to go on a date and not come home till 2 in the morning, or I'm going to go out and sneak out and buy a leather coat when I'm not supposed to.
Right, she stole the horse needle. I don't know what it was in there. That they had to give the horse. It's a huge needle, and she tried to give herself a needle with it.
What happened?
My mom tried to spank her, but she held on to the chair.
And my mom couldn't get her off the chair. And I remember my sister and I were laughing so hard. We had to go in the other room because we thought we were going to get it.
Well, she could have been hired to walk next to Hillary with that needle.
She, it was like, it was bigger than a Hillary needle.
And
anyway.
So your father. My
point is that we had a huge fight and I said, I'm not. You're unteachable.
That's not true.
So you just do whatever you do, and I'll just. I've said this to myself before, and I've fallen off the wagon that I'm just going to let you be you, and I'm not going to try to change it at all. It's very difficult. Even last night, I felt myself trying to do it.
Why? What did I do last night?
You went over the light.
Are you out of your mind?
But I'm sitting there, and people are looking at me all the time. They're always like, "What is this guy?"
No, I didn't.
Then
go
you
to
come
light.
Off, and they're like, "No, you were fine, Mr. Voss."
I was supposed to do 15 minutes.
Well, listen, I don't know 16. What happens, but people turn and like they see the light come on.
They don't know I'm supposed to do 15, these open micers or new comics.
Well, in any
you
case.
Know, if you get me on a show like that, okay, here's the bottom line. If I agree to do your show, that's a small show downstairs at Gotham when I headline the big room. If I agree to do that, well, listen, and if you too, I'll put you in the same category. If I agree to do that, and if you have 10 comics on that show, how many do you think he had? Six, five? Before me, there was three.
Well, they put a lot of comics on the show because the comics bring the people.
No, okay, there was
not
three.
That it's a bringer yeah. show, but it's like, you know,
okay,
that's
but what here's the thing. There's three before me. I'm four. How many were on before you?
I have no idea because I don't remember.
So like four more, do you think, or three more?
Well, when I came back from the sushi.
Well, Ken went on, right?
Well, because I came back and went in the green room and ate my sushi.
Okay, so let's say there was eight comics.
But there was a guest spot went on because he said to me, he goes, "Hey, I'm a big fan. Can you watch my show and give me some pointers?" Who would you ever say that to someone?
No. Only to,
funny.
Only to Chris Rock or Louis, I'd say.
But I didn't. I was like, I'm not going to watch.
So
out of respect for myself.
So if I'm on a show like that, mm-hmm. and they're all doing 10 minutes, I should you cut them back and you give me more time.
But they have egos too. They only have like one show a week.
It doesn't matter. The audience is getting to see a TV star.
Oh my god.
Okay. Uh-huh. A radio star, a fucking, you know, five CDs. The fifth one's coming out. Mm-hmm. You know, so I do extra time, which they told me to do 15. I did 16.
Okay, it's not the point. The point is that I did my best to not say
I go
anything.
Over a lot. You did say something.
I said I did my best to not say something. Yeah.
But it was none of your business. You weren't booking a show. Why would you have to worry?
Because they're all looking at me.
Why are they looking at you?
And also because I felt like there was a perfect opportunity for you to get off and you didn't take
when?
It. When? You got a huge laugh and instead of just, you were scared you might be squandering 1 minute of your time or something. So then you were like, okay, now I got to figure out. And you had to kind of scramble around to get another joke.
I don't say, I didn't have to scramble.
Well,
I was doing
not scramble, but you had a, why?
I didn't know what
in
to
your
close.
Mind, you're like, oh, I might have 1 minute left. Like, why? I don't understand why.
Because I wanted to do one. I didn't know whether to close with Bucket List or the eel bit. And I was deciding in my head. And I went with the eel bit.
They're both very long bits. Those bits are both longer than 5 minutes. So.
No, they're not. they're a minute each. 2 minutes. And those old
anyway,
ladies
the point
love
is,
me.
Is
those
that
old
I only
ladies.
Said one thing to you about it.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have said anything.
I know I shouldn't have. I'm just going to quit cold turkey.
Okay.
But I'm trying, and fine, do whatever you want to do.
I don't do whatever I want to do. I do what I can to make this whole clock tick in this house.
Oh, that's interesting that you brought up clock tick.
Why?
And that's what we were fighting about.
I just bought a new clock for us, and I got you new fucking oven gloves. Okay, I came home
oh
with two brand new oven gloves.
Do you understand that people are listening to this and they're like, what a jackass this guy is?
I bought you two brand new oven gloves. The other
Why
ones
do
were
you get credit
holes.
For that? Okay, thank you. You're the best.
Well, but because I thought
Amazing
of you.
And
I
wonderful.
Thought of you. It doesn't matter. I thought it was if I bought you a new car, it's thinking
well,
of you.
Well, I already said thank you. How wonderful. Well, how many times do you want me to go over it?
You didn't it's say like, thank you. I bought you two gloves.
I did too.
No, I brought them home and you go, oh, God, I just threw out my old oven gloves. And I came in with new oven gloves.
God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Do you think, tell the truth, do you think ever in your life you would have went out and bought a new clock for the kitchen? Do you think that would be something?
Yeah, if I remembered it.
Well, we haven't had a clock in the kitchen for
about. I guess you didn't remember it either. Well, what if I went out today? Oh, I was like 24 hours behind you. Am I remembering to get the clock?
I bought it 2 days ago, so you'd be 48 hours.
Okay, fine.
Go look at the clock and you can tell how far behind you are because see, we have a clock now. We have a clock, Kissimmee. And those are nice.
Why did we get in a fight?
Nice
of a watch.
Oven minutes. Nice.
I wanted to throw out my watch because I couldn't change the alarm.
You don't throw out your watch with the bath water. What does that statement mean?
Don't throw the baby out with the bath water.
I don't get that. Explain it, then go on.
Okay. It means like don't lose the good stuff when you're throwing out the bad stuff. When you're pissed at the bad stuff, don't forget about the good stuff. Don't throw the baby out with the bath water.
Is the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And the baby's the good stuff.
Yeah.
So they're saying don't.
So like, okay, like you and Opie, like, let's say you didn't want any more of the drama, so you decide you're not going to ever do Opie again. That's throwing out the baby with the bathwater because you're throwing out Opie and you got a good relationship with Opie.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want the drama of the radio show, but you can still be friends with Opie.
But
don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
No, that has nothing with me not doing his show.
That's as much as I can explain it. I'm sure you get it.
Why wouldn't someone say, and I'm not trying to be funny, why wouldn't they say, don't throw the diamond bracelet out with the bathwater?
Well, because you don't generally have diamonds in the bath.
Oh, because the baby's in the bath. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Oh my God. How
is a baby going to go down the drain? Who's throwing out bathwater? That's what I don't get. It doesn't make sense.
Neither does half the fucking sayings of the world, but it gives you an image, an idea that, okay, I get what it means. It's a fucking analogy.
Hey, look. Oh, God, where's the baby? Went down the drain. See, it's just stupid.
Well, they didn't used to have a drain. Probably when that fucking saying was made, it was when they were just throwing their bathwater out the back.
Oh, back home where you grew, back home when you were a kid.
About 20 years ago.
Oh, so the baby's in one of those metal containers, you know, with the water, and you
wooden one. Let's maybe go back a little farther. Yeah, it's probably like that saying was probably made in like the 1500s.
And so you go, hey, you know what? There's the baby. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
I'm sorry, everybody.
That's fucking dumbest. I've never liked that saying. I've never liked that saying.
Well, you're the one who brought it up.
Why did I bring it up? Did you? Because you said it.
Okay, everyone heard it. Everyone's hearing this now.
What?
Everyone heard Rich bring it up and ask me to explain it, which I did. Now he's accusing me of bringing it up. This is what happens in arguments. Now I'll say, no, I didn't bring it up. And he'll say, yes, you did. And he'll start screaming at me, you fucking shut the fuck up. You brought it up.
Didn't you say it in a sentence, throw the baby out with the bathwater?
No.
Why would I just bring that out of clear blue?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. No, I got to go back and listen to this.
No, you know what? I didn't want to do the podcast, but in how many years have we been doing it? 4 years?
Yeah.
It's made it all worth it. This one moment has made it all worth it because now people realize what a fucking crazy person you are.
I'm not crazy.
Yes.
I bet if they listen to it, at one point you said throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Go ahead and re-listen, folks.
But why would I just bring that out of nowhere?
Okay, well, we can't understand many of the things that you do.
Bonnie gets mad at me the other night when I try to explain Westworld to her. Oh,
my God. We're watching Westworld the entire time. I have to stop and be like, no, they're robots.
I knew they were.
They can't be, they can be killed. They'll come alive again. Then a little while later, no, he's not a robot. That's why he can be killed. Like, it was a constant, no, this is a world. And then at the end of the show, he explains it to me. I mean, it's just unbelievable that
you didn't know the end.
How would I go on in my life without you? I would be like, wow, I almost understood the entire thing, but now that Rich Voss is here.
Is there a saying you don't like? Like, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Is there one you don't like?
Yeah, I do.
That's, I do. Why do you look pretty? Whenever we do the podcast, actually, it's the prettiest you look because you're natural. You're not, you know, globbing on a bunch of stuff. You
no,
have a
you
natural
know what it
look.
Is? It's because you realize that you're a fucking idiot. Why? You hear your own voice in your head. You're like, why is she with me? So then you start being like, I'm kind of a dick. You start realizing, you hear yourself, and then you go, oh, I better say she's pretty. Then the rest of the time you forget that you're a douchebag, I guess.
First of all, I'm not a dick. Sometimes
okay.
We don't.
The alarm on the watch.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to throw it out. I can't. It's like a huge booklet. I went through it. I can't figure it out. It goes off every night at midnight. And
so you got to.
So
get,
I,
so you
I
don't
had
turn
it in an old drawer, like a drawer, because I could hear it all the time. And then so Rich takes it and he throws it. I'm at the counter. I don't know what I'm doing. And he just throws it onto the counter and he goes, fixed. I go, you fixed the alarm? And he goes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I go, 100%. He goes, if I had said 100%, you would have lost your mind on
you
me.
You just made that whole 100% stuff up.
No.
You just made that up.
I don't remember saying
just,
that.
No.
I go, okay.
No,
okay.
That was something else I said.
No,
you, that's
go,
with the
what?
Eggs.
I go,
no, that was with the eggs. I go, if I, first of all, that
no.
was with the eggs. Oh, you're, this,
no.
I never said 100%. You're laughing because you know you're wrong.
I know. I remember
no.
exactly. Because
no.
you, I said to you, is it 100% fixed? And you said, don't question that. That's like me saying no. What you get mad at?
No, that's with the when I was making the eggs, and you try to flip them or something, and you go. But go
no,
ahead.
That was another situation.
No.
You're conflating two things.
Oh my god! You
so
really,
then
you can you have your memory tested somewhere?
So then I take the watch, I put it by my bed, and then at midnight, beep 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 beep, it goes off. I go, the alarm's going off, and then you go, oh, I don't hear it, and then it stopped, and I go, well, it went off. So you got to take it downstairs. And then you go, oh, it just goes off at midnight. The alarm just goes off at midnight. I go, yeah, that's why I can't have the watch anymore, because it goes off at midnight. Well, you didn't tell me it went off at midnight. I was like, what the, who fucking cares?
Yeah, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, but who cares? You didn't fix the watch, which is fine. You didn't have to fix the watch.
I tried.
I wasn't mad at you for not fixing the watch. I wasn't mad about any of it. Then you go, but the fact that you were like, it didn't go off, you were saying that I didn't go off, then it was right by I said, it'll go off again, because it does it for like a half hour, you know, 10 minutes later, me, 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 me. I go, Rich, you hearing that? You hearing that? No. I go, you're really not hearing it. It's right by your ear. You go, and then it went off again, and you were like, no, I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
I go, well, it happened. You should get your hearing fixed. I just got it fixed.
I not fixed, tested.
I just got it tested.
At a real, real
I go, well,
place.
You should go get it tested again because that watch just went off. And then you turned it into that I was crazy, that I was, you go, you might have heard something else.
Yes, you could have heard a beep from the TV.
For fucking 4 months, I've been hearing it go off at midnight, yeah. And somehow it's me, I'm crazy.
No, not
and
for 4 months.
And then you said to me, you're crazy. You heard something? You're crazy.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't.
So then I, as
crazy.
A joke, was like, "Oh, I better get up and get my pants on and get myself to a mental institution."
You came at me like you do all the time, physically.
I that is crazy. I was putting my pants on like a joke.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't know when you're joking.
But then,
because you're violent. Sometimes tell the truth.
That is not true. Why are you laughing?
Just go ahead. Go ahead. You go.
So, as if you were scared of me.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
I
first
was like,
of all.
Well, I better get myself to a mental institution
and
because
I said,
I'm crazy.
Even if I said to her, you're crazy. She says I'm crazy all the time. Tonight through the podcast, she might have said it 3 times. Or today. So, big deal if I go, you're crazy. She lost her mind over
the
call.
No, you're the one. Then you were the one who said, shut the fuck up.
No, because you kept going with it.
You shut the fuck up.
No, you kept going.
You fucking crazy fucking asshole. You shut the fuck up.
No, because you kept going.
You started doing that. No, I didn't keep going.
Oh, why would I get mad if you would have just went blah, 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 and let it go and let it go and moved on? But you kept going in.
Oh, I'm the one who's got to. Oh, right. Because I'm the one who actually heard the fucking alarm.
Let me tell you about Bonnie. She always wants you to apologize for any, like, say you're sorry.
No, I want you to, because you're so consumed
with
being
right.
I'm not going to argue
with you. No. I just said I didn't hear something. That doesn't make me right or wrong. I didn't hear it.
Okay, so you didn't hear it. So you say, I didn't hear it.
That's what I
said.
I said.
You don't say, you are crazy for saying you heard something. That's the part that fucking threw me over the edge.
I said, I didn't hear it. You must be hearing things. See, you're twisting it.
Okay, even that. Take that statement.
Okay, let's take that statement. I didn't hear it. Maybe you, this is the exact words I said to you. I go, I didn't hear it. Maybe you heard something else from the TV, right? That's all I said. Like, maybe a beep, beep, beep was on the TV, like, you know, in part of the show we were watching. That's all I said. I didn't hear it. Maybe you heard something else. And then you lost your mind.
No, I didn't. I said, I can't keep doing this. Those were my words where you went, shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up.
Because you start fights
so
over
evilly.
Dumb things. But you start fights over dumb things. I wasn't starting a fight, Rich.
All I was saying was like, fucking, how is it possible that you're not hearing this?
But
and then you're like, you just kept fucking, I know you hate that I say this, but you just kept doubling down. I had my ears checked.
I had my hearing checked. I got it tested.
So it must be you. You're the one.
You
think you're hearing things.
I got it tested at the ear, nose, and throat doctor.
So what?
A real test in a room. Guess what?
We just used a real test in the fucking bedroom the other night with a watch that was about a foot away from your ear, and you couldn't hear it.
That's not true. You better go back. That's not true. Maybe my mind was on the TV show. Maybe I was...
Well, that's why I paused it so you could hear it, and then you were still just... You're just lying.
I'm not lying.
Where did lying come from?
It stopped. Maybe I was just paying attention to the TV. You know, things go off that, and you don't.
But you're
hear
saying
them.
Things now that you weren't saying at that moment. You were just
like
saying.
What?
You were just saying it's you. You can't. You're hearing things.
No, I said I didn't hear.
Whatever.
It.
It's a stupid thing to fight about, and it wasn't about the watch. It was about how you fight and why and how angry you get and the fact that you fucking like. That you'd rather, you're sitting around being like, I didn't hear it, and that means it didn't go off, therefore I am right. That was more important to you than like,
I didn't say it didn't go
off. Not having a fight.
I didn't say it didn't go off. I said, I just didn't hear it. Then you turned it into.
No, you did say it. You said it didn't go off. You kept saying it didn't go off.
See how you can't have a conversation.
Okay, people, remember when he just said something about baby in the bathwater? And then he was like, why'd you bring it up? Well, this is what's happening now. You see.
Don't try to get them on your side.
I'm not. I'm just like, go ahead. Fucking be a jury. Be the judge and jury. Okay. Go over what he said. Go over what I said.
First of all, you can't appoint them judge and jury. Appoint one person to judge and then appoint five.
Lou, you be the judge.
Lou doesn't listen to our podcast.
Yes, she does.
Oh, Lou. Okay, I thought you meant, all right.
A dude, Lou? No, I'm talking Lady Lou.
Okay, she's the judge. Who's the jury?
And the jury is a 17.
Okay.
Or 16,
now,
I guess.
Can I give my case and then you already gave yours?
Sandy, you want to be the jury? They're doing judge and jury thing. They didn't ask me to be the judge. I got a lot of court experience. Don't they understand that? Sandy, call the Innocence Project. Bonnie needs it.
Well, I'm going to give my side of the story since you gave yours. Why is your eyes closed? Because people that close their eyes like that, it's like they're giving up.
No, that is what happened. Then I went to bed that night and said, I give up. It's over.
What's over? Our relationship?
You trying to make Rich into a normal human being? It's done. Stop.
I'm not normal. Maybe a couple things. I have a little couple things.
So you're allowed to argue however you want. You want to say the alarm didn't go off? I'll say, okay, that's fine, Richard. Good night. I'm not gonna take the.
But wouldn't that
anymore?
Be a lot easier than just having a big blowout fight?
It sure would. It sure will be a lot easier. Yes, I may die a little bit inside. My soul might be rotting. That's fine. That's okay. Don't worry about me.
I always worry about you.
I only have to make it about 2.5-3 more years.
Why?
Okay? Your hearing's gone. Your fucking brain. You can't remember shit. I mean,
first of all, you know, if I died in 3 years, you know how guilty you'd feel.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, wow, I was exactly fucking right.
Oh,
just like
really?
You would be. Just like you want me to cheat on you so that you can be right. Because being right is the most important thing to you.
I don't want you to cheat at all. That's disgusting. That's gross, hands down. I would lose all faith in females and in relationships.
Oh, I'm for you.
What?
I'm the face of all females. That is one of the fucking shittiest things you could ever say to your wife.
What do you mean? What? How is that shitty? I'm saying,
because you say,
if I can't trust
you, say to women, you're special, you're different, you're interesting, not you. You're like all the females.
Who? Looks
you're just like everybody else.
You think every conversation should be some romance novel?
No, I don't. And believe me, if I wanted that, I certainly wouldn't have married you.
First of all, let me explain something to you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
There's no stopping you, apparently.
Let me explain something to you.
Nothing will stop you. Not ignorance or fucking empty-headedness. Nothing.
I'm trying to say to you, what I'm trying to say to you is...
And that night we had the fight, too. I made up a song. I don't know if you remember it. Yeah. He doesn't care about his wife. Only cares about being right. It's the only thing he cares about. Not his wife, just being right.
Let me tell you how fucked up, how fucking, how OB is. We text back and forth.
Why are you, weren't you going to say something? Your side of the story?
I don't want to go through the whole story, but I'm saying if I lost you because you're my soulmate, and if I can't trust you...
I'm not your soulmate. Let's end that right now. Because if I was your soulmate, you wouldn't fucking... You start poking at me, and I know this is what happened.
You poke at me, too.
No. When you start getting me riled, I see it in your face.
No,
get a joy.
I don't get a joy.
Your shoulders go back.
No.
You do a little Hillary shimmy.
No,
you
I
get
don't.
Excited. Yeah.
No,
you're like,
I
oh,
don't.
Here we go. Excitement is you about to happen. You get to like be angry and get all that out. It does something with your anxiety. It helps you. Calm down on me. You know, make me so angry that I fucking roll over and don't talk to you anymore. And then you feel great.
No,
then
I
you're
never.
Like the next morning, you're like, boop, 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 doo, doo, doo. I'll get up with her. Oh, look, I emptied the dishwasher.
Yeah,
who's the greatest husband in the world?
Who emptied your dishwasher yesterday when you got up to that? You got up to that.
Yes, and because I know I said to you that night, I go, this is your MO. Tomorrow morning, you'll be like, I'm sorry. I was wrong. No. Look what I did. Do, 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 do. That's not psychologically damaging in any way. you might as well beat me. You got all the other fucking everything else around it.
No, I'm your number one supporter besides your Spanx.
Oh, he's 3-4-3 on dumb jokes.
Who was talking about Spanx on stage the other night? Anyhow,
I'm gonna guess it was a lady.
You are my everything. I'll never meet anybody like you. You make me laugh. We have good conversations in the car driving home usually. We go.
Did you put your gum on your computer? Why? How much could they possibly be that you got to save it?
I'm going to throw it out, but I didn't want to get up in the middle of the podcast. What is wrong with you today?
Okay, go ahead. I'm your everything.
No, I never want you to cheat. I always want you to be honest, and which you're not a lot. You lie a lot, and I don't know why.
What do I lie about?
Well, one time when you lost on the subway, you went out. You lost.
Oh my God! This was 10 or 11 years ago.
Yeah.
I lost my Bluetooth, and I went and bought one exactly the same, so you wouldn't know. Big deal.
That's one.
Oh
glasses.
My God.
I mean, that's just one off the top of my head. Anyhow, we got to wrap this up. Oh, I got a call. Okay, listen. Rob doesn't know. Rob texts me. I go, where can you hear our podcast next week? He goes, we'll have that soon. Still working on it. So we'll tweet it out. We'll tweet it out a lot. Where you could hear us.
If
next
in doubt,
week.
Go to riotcast.com. I'm sure it'll say there.
I'll tell him to put it up on his website. This weekend I'll be in Cuyahoga Falls Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Funny Stop. November 2nd, we're doing a live show, and it is really funny. We've done it before.
Great comedians.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Get your tickets at the Village Underground. You could still get Bonnie's book.
You're better than me.
On Amazon. You could always get it. Always be on Amazon. And you could still get my CD 141 IQ on Amazon. That's still up there, and so is Still Empty Inside. If you're buying from Amazon, please go to amazon.richvoss.com. Go behind the wall. Help us out. We're trying to do the best we can. Good luck to Norton's new show, and good luck to Opie's new show. And we will talk to you next week live. I hope. Bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.